As we look at the world around us, it is easy sometimes to get discouraged.
当我们看到周围的这些世界的发生的事情的时候，我们常常会很失望。
In so many places, there is war, often senseless war.
在很多的世界各地呢，都有战争，而且是很没有意义的战争。
And so much senseless, needless suffering.
还有很多毫无意义的一些受难。
Plenty of places we look, we can find corruption and wickedness held up in high places.
在很多的地方呢，我们也能看到很多的恶行、暴行。
And the people who practice these things sometimes seem to get away with it.
那些做恶事的人呢，似乎总是能够逃过去。
But for the Christian, there is something that gives this hope.
但是对基督徒来说，我们是有盼望的。
The way things are is not the way things are always going to be.
那么现在所发生的这一切，并不是将来也是这样的。
For we know that someday Jesus is coming back, and He will rule, and then these will not be a problem anymore.
我们知道有一天耶稣基督会回来，然后那个时候一切就不会是这样了。
Real, genuine world peace will be a reality.
一个真实的能够带来给这个世界带来的真正的和平。
And corruption and wickedness will be banished.
那些腐败和堕落还有那些恶行都会被消失。
And so the reaction to that can be, Oh Lord, how long?
但是呢我们常常有这样的反应就是问神神啊还要多久
How long will it be until that kingdom comes and all of this evil is done away with?
那么还有多久那所有的这些你的国会降临所有的这些恶都会除去
That is not something that is unique to us in our generation.
这个并不是对我们现在这一代人是这样想有这样的想法
Repeatedly, throughout the scriptures, people have asked that very same question.
那么在圣经里，在很多的圣经节里，都有人重复的问这个问题。
How long? When will that kingdom come?
还有多久？神，你的国什么时候到来
？It's not a cry of despair. It's a cry of hope.
并不是说我们情绪激动的是那种哭嚎，而是我们真是一种盼望。
Well, that's what we want to talk about today.
这就是我们今天所要讲的。
The subtitle I've given is When and How Will the Kingdom Come?
那么我的小标题就是什么时候神的国怎样来到来
Well, of course, I can't give you a date.
当然我不会给你一个确切的日期
But nevertheless, there is an answer to the question how long.
而且呢这也没有一个确切的这样的一个时间
Now, there's a lot of the scripture in the scripture about the coming kingdom.
但是在圣经节里有很多的讲解关于这个日期的讲解
I cannot possibly hope to cover all of that in one session
在这一次的讲道中我不可能把所有的这些章节都讲到
So today I want to look at the Old Testament perspective on the coming kingdom
今天呢我就想从旧约里来讲一下这个要来的这个国度
And this perspective often comes with a focusThat is twofold.
那么这个关于这个日期的到来呢，是从这样的一个角度。
They were looking at sometimes at prophesied things that are past to us but future to them.
那么在当时呢，一些他们预言的一些事情，对我们来现在来说已经过去了，但对他们当时的人来说是一个预言。
And other things that are still future to us as well.
还有一些预言呢，是对我们来讲也是将来要发生的事。
But nevertheless, the Old Testament saints asked the question how long, and God did have an answer.
但是呢，不管怎么说，旧约里的圣徒呢，还是问了神，神也给了他们这样的答案。
The first I want to look at the time of its coming.
那么第一个呢，我们来看一下那个神国度的时间的到来。
As 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 10 tells us, the Old Testament prophets searched the scriptures diligently, wanting to know what time or what manner of time the coming of Christ would be.
在彼得一书那里，那么彼得就曾写过，那么当在圣经里记载着这些所有的这些预言的事情。
And the reason they would search the scriptures for that is because God did reveal things about when the kingdom would come.
那么这些圣徒们在查经的时候，他们为什么要这样做呢？就是因为他们知道圣经里神向他们显示了这样的时间。
But he often did that in a way that would leave them a little bit confused.
当然，这个里面也有很多的让我们还并不完全明白的一些东西。
Some passages seem to indicate that the coming of the kingdom is very soon.
那么有些章节呢，告诉我们好像神的国度很快就要到了。
For example, the prophet Haggai wrote during the building of the second temple.
比如说在哈该书里，那么他哈该就说了，这个神的国度的到来的事情。
Approximately 520 BC.
那么是在586年。
Yet he writes, yet in a little while.
那么这里他写到，在。
I will shake the heavens and the sea, earth and the sea and the dry land.
那么耶和华这么说，过不多时，我必再一次震动天地、沧海与旱地。
He declares that the latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, and in this place I will give peace.
那么在这里，神说，最后的时候，那么圣殿会比现在还要荣耀，而且我要把平安带到这里。
Lasting peace in Israel.
那么一个持久的平安对给以色列人。
There has not been lasting peace in Israel.
那么到现在为止，我们看到以色列呢，并没有一个长久的这样的一个平静平安。
But he says, in a little while.
那么神说在，不短的将来。
Also the prophet Isaiah.
那么，以赛亚书，以赛亚也这样说到。
The prophet Isaiah writes,That it will be in a very little while.
以赛亚说，更是说在更短一点的时间。
And he declares.
那他这样说。
That is it not yet a little while until Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be regarded as a forest.
以赛亚书29章，黎巴嫩变为肥田，肥田看如树木，不是只有一点点时候吗？
He talks about a coming day when the deaf will hear and the blind will see.
那么他也讲到，那么在这样的一个时候到来的时候，瞎子有，能够看见这些话，能够看到这些，那么聋子呢也能听到这书上的话。
Well, now for the deaf to hear and the blind to see, there have to be miracles.
那么让聋子听见，瞎子看见，这必须要有神迹。
There has to be a supernatural demonstration of God's power.
那么必须要有神超自然的这样的一个大能。
And yet, he says this will happen in a very little while.
那么以赛亚在这里就说在不短的将来。
Now part of the reason for this in both of these cases is that these prophets were combining events that were in a very little while with events that are many years yet in the future.
那么在这里所记载的这些先知呢，他们所说的就是将要发生的一些事，很快要发生，而且是在不短的将来。
Many Old Testament prophecies will combine different events in the future as if they are one event.
那么很多的这些圣经节都在一起，他们都综合在一起，那么来告诉我们这些事件。
It's like looking at a mountain range from a long way away.
就好像我们从远处在看一个山脉。
From a distance, it looks like one mountain.
那么从远处看，好像就是一个大山。
But as you get closer, you can see there's actually a huge valley between them.
但是当你靠近这个山的时候，你还会看到有深的谷在它前面。
In the prophet Haggai's case, he was predicting that the temple that was currently being built.
那么在哈该书，那么哈该呢，他在预言这个圣殿会被重建。
That project would prosper and that God would make this house greater than Solomon's temple.
那么神会神会重新建这个圣殿，然后会圣意他的荣耀会高过以前的耶路撒冷殿。
Well, the temple that Zerubbabel built was a small shadow of the temple that Solomon built.
那么这个圣殿现在呢，只是。在人看来呢，就比当时的这个所罗门那个时候的，真的是一个很小的。
But when Solomon completely rebuilt it around the time of our Lord, that house really was bigger and better than Solomon's temple.
那么当后来他们从当时所罗门重建的时候，那个时候的殿确实是很大。
And the temple that Zerubbabel built was successful in that it was completed even despite all the troubles.
那么当时他们以色列被掳的回来重建了那个殿以后，尽管是在很多的废墟上建的，但是殿还是被建了起来。
And of course, God will bring lasting peace to the Middle East, but not until Jesus returns.
当然，神会给他们带来这个持久的平安，但是要等耶稣基督第二次再来的时候。
In Isaiah's case, he was talking about the invading Assyrian army.
那么在以赛亚这儿，他记录的就是说，当时的叙利亚人是怎样去打以色列人。
Which is currently camped out in Lebanon and turning that place into a disaster area.
那么当时呢，这个叙利亚人他在黎巴嫩那儿驻军，然后把那个地方变成了一废墟。
And while the Assyrian army destroyed the northern kingdom, the southern kingdom was spared.
那么亚述人当时把北国以色列国给灭了那么南国当时还存在。
Yet also in these verses there are things that he talks about that will not be fulfilled until the return of our Lord.
那么很多的圣经节在这里所预言的事情恐怕只有等到耶稣基督再来的时候才能够实现。
But at any rate, there are quite a number of texts that talk about the kingdom coming soon, and yet these texts were written thousands of years ago.
那么很多的这些圣经节还是在讲这个神的国度快要到了，而且呢在当时来讲就好是在几千年之前就写的。
Yet there are other passages that indicate that the coming of the kingdom is very far away.
但是也有一些圣经节呢在说好像神的国度的到来还很远。
Isaiah, the same prophet, tells us that in the latter days,The mountain of the house of the Lord will be exalted above the hills.
那么以赛亚呢，在第二章的时候，他还是在说，那么神的这些国还是远的。
The distant future times
是有一定的距离的。
And indeed, that is what he was talking about, for he is talking about something that will not happen until that is still yet future to us today.
那么在当时也没有发生，那么在我们现在来说也是要在将来才发生的。
And Isaiah lived 2700 years ago.
以赛亚呢是在2700年之前存在的。
The prophet Hosea tells us that Israel will be without a king for many days.
那么何西亚呢这个先知呢他也在提到那么神的国度的到来还有一段很长的时间。
Well, that is certainly true.
当然这是确实是事实。
Because our Lord did not come for many centuries after the time of Hosea.
我们的主呢耶稣基督是在何西亚之后的很多的世纪以后才来到这个世上。
And though he is the king, he was rejected by his people, so Israel is still without a king.
尽管他是王，但是以色列人呢拒绝了他，所以以色列人还是没有王。
So you've got some passages that seem to indicate the coming of the kingdom is soon. Other passages, sometimes written by the same men, indicate the coming of the kingdom is far away.
那么有的圣经节呢，他说神的国度就快要到了，很近。但又有的圣经节，尽管是同一个人写的，又说神的国似乎还有一段时间才能到。
So which is it?
那么到底哪一个是对的呢？
The answer is yes.
那么我们就回答是是的，都对。
It was far away in its ultimate fulfillment.
是还有一段距离，但是呢，将来是要发生的。
But often there were things also that did happen in the near future.
还有一些事情呢，就是在不长的将来就要发生的。
But either way, none of this was a surprise to God.
而且所有的这些都不在神来说都不是一个惊奇。
And God makes it clear that all of this will come at the appointed time.
那么神呢已经在圣经里面非常明确地说到，所有的这些发生呢，都会在他所指定的时间来发生。
Psalm 102 tells us,
在诗篇102篇说到。
that you will arise, in verse 12, you will arise and have pity on Zion. It is the time to favor her. The appointed time has come.
那么为你耶和华必存到永远，你可纪念的名也存到万代。
Now the text makes clear that the psalmist is not talking about the immediate present, he is predicting the future.
那么这一句圣经节让我们看到，写诗篇的作者呢，并不是说很近的发生的，是要在一定的距离的发生的事件。
The beginning of the psalm makes it clear that in his present, he's actually suffering a great deal, and Zion is certainly not prospering.
那么在他这个诗篇的刚开始呢，作者就说到他现在非常的痛苦，而且呢这些痛苦也并没有减轻。
And in the same psalm, he talks about all of the nations coming to Zion to worship the Lord.
但是他在这同样的一个诗篇里，他又说，西安的百姓，以色列人都会到西安来敬拜神。
Because the Lord has already appeared in glory and has already built up Zion.
那么因为呢，我们的神他已经在荣耀中显现，而且呢，他已经在西安建立他自己的名。
That does not correspond to any known time in world history.
但这些呢，并不是在任何这个世上的一个特定的日期来，把它定下来。
So here we are. The psalmist tells us that the kingdom will come at the time that God has appointed, whenever that might be.
所以这个诗篇呢，就是在告诉我们，神的国是会到来，而且是在神他自己所指定的一个特定的时间。
You could also reference Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
那么我们可以Which one?
Habakkuk 2.
哈巴谷书，我们又也讲到神的国度的到来的时间。
And in that section, Habakkuk is talking about the coming invading Babylonian army. That's what God is telling him is going to happen.
那么在哈巴谷书这边，那么这里记录到以色列人被外邦人所的军队所攻击。
And as he has this running conversation with God, trying to figure out how that works into God's righteous plan.
那么这里的哈巴谷呢，他就在跟神来对话，来知道神什么时候来解救以色列人。
God assures him that though the kingdom appears to be delayed, it will not be delayed forever. It will come when God intends it to come.
那么神应许以色列人说。神的国似乎好像看起来被延迟了，但是呢，事实上是神的国一定会到来。
Now the next thing I want to look at is the intervening events between the coming of the kingdom and when the Old Testament prophets wrote.
那么另外一个呢，我们还要看一下，在这个神所制定的时间的到来的时候，中间所发生的一些事件。
Again, here there's far too much material for me to cover in just one session.
当然这中间也是有很多的圣经节我们不可能全部都走过。
So we're just going to give you the highlights.
当然我在这里只给大家指出一些重要的经节。
And this is coming from the perspective of the Old Testament prophets.
这是从这个旧约的先知的这个角度来讲这些事实。
So some of these events are past us, others are future to us.
有些呢是在已经对我们来讲已经发生过了，但也有一些事件记录的是还没有发生的。
In Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah is one of those people who asked the question, how long?
在以赛亚书第六章的时候，那么当时的人们也是还是在问什么时候。
He has just been given a commission by God.
以赛亚当时呢，神给了他一个任务。
He sees this vision of God in the temple, and he says, here am I, send me.
那么当以赛亚在神的殿中，他看到神给他的异象，他就告诉神，神啊，你差派我去吧。
And his commission is to go preach to a people whom he is told already are not going to listen to him.
他的任务就是去到那些以色列人中间去告诉他们神的旨意，而且那些人还不会听他们的，听他的。
They will see with their eyes, but they won't really see what's really happening.
他们会用眼睛看到所要讲的事情，但是他们心里面并不会去接受这些。
They'll hear with their ears, but God's words will fall as if they were on them as if they were deaf.
他们的耳朵能似乎是能听见，但是呢，神的话语在他们的心里面并存不下来。
And he wants to know how long must I do this?
那么以赛亚呢，当时就问了神，神啊，还有多久我还要做这件事？
And the answer comes until the land of Palestine is totally devastated.
那么神给他的答案就是直到巴勒斯坦彻底被摧毁的时候。
Now, that is a reference to when the Babylonian army came through the land of Palestine and did totally devastate it and carried Israel into exile.
那么这个预言就发生在当巴比伦人打进到耶路撒冷，把耶路撒冷彻底毁坏的时候发生了。
Which came after the death of Isaiah by quite a number of decades.
那么这个是在以赛亚去世以后的好几十年以后才发生的。
But nevertheless, he's predicting that before the kingdom comes, there's going to be this exile.
那么当时的以赛亚还是在预言这个神的国度会来是在耶路撒冷被毁以后。
Amos also writes something similar.
那么先知阿摩斯也说到了很相似的一些事情。
He writes that there's coming a time when God will judge Israel.
那么他写到会有一天一个时间那么神来审判以色列人
or perhaps more accurately Judah since the northern kingdom had already been taken into exile
那么更确切的是说神要审判犹大因为北国以色列已经被毁了
he declares that the house of Israel is going to be scattered among all the nations
那么他在这里陈述到以色列的家会被散到世界各地。
And that the sinners among them will be judged.
那么在他们中间的这些罪人都会被审判。
Well, that is what happened.
那么这是当时后来就是这样发生了。
And while there was a return 70 years after the exile.
当然70年以后以色列人又回来了。
Yet still,Many more Israelites lived outside of the nation of Israel than in it.
但是呢，事实上是很多的以色列人在那次被掳之后就已经长期的居住在列邦中了。
And that remains to the case till this day.
那么他们就一直寄居在外邦，直到今天还是散居。
Jews live in pretty much every country of the world.
那么犹太人呢，几乎在现在的时候已经住在世界各地了。
We're also told that this exile will be for a long time.
那么圣经当时也预言到这个被掳呢是会持续很久的。
The total restoration of everything that God has planned will not come immediately.
那么神对他们的一个彻底的恢复呢是并没有在很快的时间内发生。
In fact, it will not come until all Israel turns back to God.
事实上完全的神对他们的恢复呢是直到以色列人全家悔改
And then God will bless them.
然后神就会去祝福以色列人
We are told that during this intervening time there will be four Gentile nations that will dominate.
在圣经里也告诉我们在这样的一段时间里呢有四个外邦的国会在这个世界上称霸
The book of Daniel unfolds this for us in multiple chapters.
那么在但以理书呢不同的章节里面都给我们讲述到这件事情。
And with several different analogies.
在不同的有不同的但以理关于这件事的一些讲解。
We're told that in chapter 7 and in chapter 2 as well.
我们知道在但以理七章二章都有讲到这个事情。
Roughly, those nations. Yes, I have five up here. Those nations are.
那么这些国度呢，如下。
Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome.
巴比伦马代波斯，还有希腊，还有罗马，还有后来又兴盛的罗马帝国。
And the final form of Rome is described in terms that make it quite clear that hasn't happened yet.
那么最后的这个罗马帝国的彻底的这个毁坏呢，好像还没有发生。
Daniel explains in several of his visions that there's going to be 10 kings.
那么但以理在他的书里面讲到，那个时候的罗马会有十个王。
And while all the rest of it has happened just as he said, that has not happened yet.
很多但以理书的预言呢都已经实现了，但是那件事情还没有发生。
Then we're also told about the resurrection of the just.
然后但以理又说了一个义人在最后的称义。
Many that sleep in the dust of the earth, that is, many who have died, will come back to life.
那么那些称义的那些义人呢，他们在已经死了的，他们会再复活。
And they will come back to life to live forever.
他们会复活以后永远的长存。
We're told that the king's arrival has a definite date.
我们也知道这个王的到来呢是有一个指定的时间。
Now we don't have time to investigate all of Daniel chapter 9.
我们没有时间去来仔细的研究但以理书第九章所说的。
So here's the short version.
但是有一个很简短的一个节。
Daniel was told that there would be 77s of years, or 490 years, that have been decreed upon his people.
那么但以理第九章他有说到将会有七十个期，就是490年这些罪孽要被止住。
We're told when this time begins.
那么我们知道什么时候这件事情开始发生。
Daniel 9 tells us that it comes from the going forth of the word to rebuild Jerusalem.
那么但以理说到是从耶路撒冷被重建那个时候开始，圣殿被重建。
Well, now there's a legitimate debate about what historical event that refers to.
那么有很多的似乎是很有道理的一些争论关于耶路撒冷圣殿的重建。
Two possibilities are valid, but the one I think is most likely is the decree of Artaxerxes to Nehemiah in 444 BC.
有两个讨论，我认为是很有价值的。那么其中一个呢，就是关于亚达薛喜王的他的一个指令。
Nehemiah dates that decree for us very precisely.
那么尼希米在他的书里面，尼希米记里面，把这个王亚达薛喜王他的指令呢详细的解释了。
And his specific request to King Artaxerxes is to go and rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
那么在这里呢，他第二章他特别的指出来了，亚达薛喜王命令他回耶路撒冷开始建城墙。
The temple had already been rebuilt, but the city was not.
那么圣殿当时已经被又重建了，但是呢这个城市的围墙还没有建起来。
So, when you do the math, it ends up pretty close to dead on exact from the time of the going forth of the rebuilding of Jerusalem to the triumphal entry is precisely the time predicted.
那么当我们用数学来好好的算一下的时候，当时圣殿的开始的建恢复耶路撒冷到主耶稣进耶路撒冷城，那么这个时间是固定的。
At the end of the 69th week, the coming of the Messiah, the anointed one, a prince, he will come at the end of the 69th week.
那么在耶路撒冷开始重建以后的第69周耶稣基督会重新进到耶路撒冷。
And to get these dates, there's a lot of details, but the point is that pretty close to right dead on the day that the 69th week ended, Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey.
那么如果我们去仔细推算这个呢，有很多的细节在里面，但是我们经过算以后呢，就知道就是耶稣基督坐骑着驴进到耶路撒冷城的那一刻就是第69周。
But although the arrival of the king has a date,
但是呢当时的这个王的到来的时期呢，
The kingdom's establishment itself is not dated.
那个王国什么时候开始被建立，这个详细的这个日期还没有被写出来。
We are told that after the 69th week, that anointed one will be cut off and have nothing.
但是圣经告诉我们，在第69周以后，那么这个耶稣基督会被从地上除去。
That is, he will die, and it will appear that all of the promises that God has given to him were null and void.
那么我们就是从圣经里知道耶路撒冷的主耶稣基督会受死，然后呢，他被从地上除去，然后回到神那儿。
And that's exactly what happened when Jesus was crucified.
那么这个时候呢，正好就是耶稣基督被钉十字架。
Although God was fulfilling His plan all along, it looked like to His disciples like everything was lost.
那么神自己在一步一步的按照他的计划行事，但是他的门徒们呢，却在这个事件的所有的发生中呢，他好像有些迷失。
We're also told that after the 69th week, Jerusalem and the temple will both be destroyed.
那么我们也知道，在第69周以后，耶路撒冷和这个圣殿呢，又再一次被毁。
The people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary.
那么当时的这个敌国来到耶路撒冷的时候，他们会彻底的把这个殿内会毁坏。
That happened in AD 70.
那么这个是在主后七十年发生了。
So from Daniel's prophecy, we can't figure out when the kingdom is going to come.
那么从但以理书上，我们并不知道哪一天具体的哪一天神的国度到来。
He does, though, assure us that there's going to be no lasting peace during this whatever this time frame might be.
但是呢，他告诉我们了，在这样一段时间里头，地上是没有持久的平安的。
So we talked about the time of the coming of God's kingdom.
那么我们已经说讲了神的国度的到来的时间。
It will come when God says it's going to come.
那么是在神所指定的，他所告诉我们的时间到来。
And just like the Old Testament prophets, He hasn't given us enough information to be able to set a date.
那么就像旧约里面这些先知，他并没有给我们足够的这些证据来告诉我们确切的哪一天。
But he has given us enough information to know that it will certainly come at God's appointed time.
但是他给了我们足够的证据，让我们知道是在神所指定的时间一定会到来。
Now we're going to look at how it will come, the manner of its coming.
那么现在我们看一下，那么神的国度它是以什么样的方式到来呢？
The manner of its coming will be sudden and catastrophic.
那么这个到来的形式呢，是非常的突然和非常的有毁灭性的。
The kingdom does not come gradually over time as more and more people come to Christ.
那么神的国度呢，到来呢，是在不断的有人在慢慢的信了神。
No, it comes suddenly with no warning.
那么它会以一种非常快速的形式和非常毁灭性的来到。
It'll be a surprise to everyone on earth.
那么当对地上的人来说是一个很大的一个惊奇。
Of course, we as believers can expect that it will come, but it will surprise us too because we don't know when it's coming.
我们信徒呢，我们确实有这样的确据，知道有一天会有这个时间会到。但是呢，到来的时候，我们也会很惊奇，因为我们也不知道到底哪一天。
Malachi chapter 3.
在马拉基书第三章
makes it clear that God will bring that the kingdom will come suddenly upon the nation of Israel.
在马拉基书第三章说到，那么神的国度呢会突然的来到。
Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly.Come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he's like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, and they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in days of old, as in former years.Then I will draw near to you, Israel, for judgment. I will be a swift witness against, he says, in continuing, all the doers of evil.
那么在马拉基书第三章，万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我面前预备道路，你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿，立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到，他来的日子谁能挡得起呢？他显现的时候谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的茧，他必坐下如炼净银子的，必洁净利未人，熬炼他们像金银一样，他们就凭公义献给献供物给耶和华，那时犹大和耶路撒冷所献的供物必蒙耶和华悦纳，仿佛古时之日上古之年。
He says that the Lord will suddenly come to his temple. He's going to be there without warning.
那么这里说到神他会突然的来到他的殿中，并不给任何的警告。
And the first thing he's going to do is draw near to the Israelites for judgment.
那么第一件事情呢，他要做的就是对以色列人要带来审判。
He will purify them like refiner's fire.
他会像炼银一样来炼净以色列人。
Burning away all of the wickedness from among them.
把他们中间所有的这些恶行都会烧尽。
But not only will God suddenly judge Israel, He will also suddenly judge all of the nations.
那么神并不是突然的来审判以色列人，他还要审判我们所有这些外邦人。
At the end of the book of Joel, he says this.
在约珥书的最后呢，神这样说。
Joel chapter 3, verses 1 to 4.
在约珥书的第三章第四节这样说道。
For behold, in those days and in that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people and my heritage Israel, because they have scattered them among the nations, have divided up my land, and have cast lots for my people.
到那日，我使犹大和耶路撒冷被掳之人归回的时候，我要聚集万民，带他们下到约沙法谷，在那里实行审判，因为他们将我的百姓，就是我的产业以色列，分散在列国中，又分取我的土地，且为我的百姓研究，将童子换妓女，卖童女买酒喝。
He tells us that this is going to happen at the time he restores the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem.
那么这里先知告诉我们就在神在恢复耶路撒冷的时候，他会来实行这样的审判。
And when that happens, he will gather all nations to the valley, a valley which is actually right outside the city of Jerusalem.
那么他会把万国的民都聚集在耶路撒冷市的这个一个旁边的一个谷山谷。
He tells us in verse 4 that he will return this payment swiftly and speedily.
他告诉我们他来的这个方式就是非常的突然和非常的迅速。
So God is declaring that the kingdom will come suddenly and it will come with catastrophic results upon those who are not ready for it.
那么神在这里声明他的国度是会突然的到来，而且到很多的人可能还都没有做好他的准备。
He also says that this coming will be definitely supernatural.
而且神也告诉我们这是一个非常超自然的这样的一个到来。
Isaiah chapter 52 and verses 7 to 10 tells us this.
在以赛亚书第五十二章这里告诉我们。
He explains to us in verse 10 that the Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
那么在第五十二章第十节这里说到，耶和华在万国眼前落出圣臂，地极的人都看见我们神的救恩了。
That this coming is not invisible, that ever all nations of the world will see it, that it will be visible to all.
那么他的再一次的到来呢，是都能看见的，所有的万国的民他们都能看到。
And that what God will reveal is he will demonstrate his power in a visible and graphic way, supernaturally.
那么神会在万国民的眼前会来显示他的大能。
The prophet Ezekiel tells us the same thing.
那么以西结先知以西结呢也告诉我们同样的事情。
Ezekiel 20 verses 33 and 34 tells us twice that God will deliver them with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm.
那么以西结书第二十章来告诉我们又再一次的告诉我们神是以如何以他的大能的方式来到地上。
That is, he will do it with a miraculous demonstration of his power.
他会用他自己的大能来神迹般的行一些奇事来让我们看见。
And finally, he tells us that the coming, we are told that the coming of this kingdom is tangible, that it's you can see it, it's visible.
那么这里呢，就是向我们解释，那么神他的到来是非常真实可见的。
Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 5, made most famous by Handel's Messiah.
那么在以赛亚书第40章，那么这个有名的这个以赛亚先知来告诉我们。
And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together.
在第五节里，耶和华的荣耀必然显现，凡有血气的必一同看见，因为这是耶和华亲口说的。
We are told, Jesus himself said this as well.
那么耶稣基督他自己也这样说过。
At his trial, when he is standing before the unbelieving Sanhedrin, this is what he tells them.
那么在那些不相信的那些公会的那些以色列人中，他在他们面前他说到了这样的话。
You will see the Son of Man seated on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven.
那么你们会看到人子会坐在神的右边，会驾着祥云来到地上。
He doesn't mean that they'll see it in their hearts by faith. He means they'll literally see it. These people do not believe him.
他并不是说他们靠着信心在他们的心里面看见，而是他们真真实实的用他们的肉眼看见这一切。
So we are told that the coming of the kingdom will be sudden. It will be supernatural and it will be visible.
所以圣经在这里教导我们说，神的国的再一次的到来会是非常突然的，而且是毁灭性的。而且是超自然的。
Now the New Testament, if we had time, would fill out this information quite a bit more.
那么新约里面呢，我们如果有时间的话，我们新约里面也有很多关于神国度的到来的解释。
But all of this is still true.
那这一切呢，都是真实的。
There's going to be no warning when the kingdom comes.
那么是没有什么警告。
God has not given us enough information to set a date.
那么神并没有在这里详细地告诉我们哪一天具体哪一天神的国到来。
But he has told us enough so that we can know that he has appointed a time when it will come.
但他是已经很详细地告诉我们是在有一天在他指定的日子，那么这一他的国度会到来。
When it comes, no one's going to be asking, is the kingdom here?
那么当那一天到来的时候，没有人会问神的国到了吗？
No one's going to be asking,How do I know there's a God?
那么没有人再会去问我怎么能知道真的有神呢？
Defenses about belief in God will be relegated to trying to prove that sunlight exists.
那么你自己不相信神的那种各种理由的一些借口，在那个时候都已经没有什么意义了。
It's pointless to prove sunlight exists. It obviously does. If you can't see it, you must be blind.
那么我们也没必要去来证明日光的存在，因为如果我们肉眼感受不到日光，那么你怎么能来证明这件事呢？
And people will not have to prove that God is and that God reigns. It'll be so obvious that how could you possibly miss it?
那么也没有什么意义来证明神他自己来掌权，如果你不相信这位神的话，也没有必要向你证明神在掌管一切。
But only those who are ready will be able to enter it.
那么所有的这一切都已经准备好了，然后都会发生。
For those who are not ready, the coming of the kingdom will be catastrophic.
那么对那些准备好的人，那一切都是要发生自然的这样。但是没有准备好的，那么这当时会是毁灭性的。
Are you ready?
那么你已经准备好了吗？
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父，
I know that you have appointed a time when your kingdom will come.
我们知道你已经指定了一个日子，你的国度会降临。
We eagerly await the return of Jesus.
我们急切地盼望耶稣基督的再来。
When no longer will we have to live in this broken world, but we will live in one that is characterized by righteousness and peace and holiness.
我们不会再住在这样一个充满了恶的一个世界里，我们会住在你圣洁、平安、喜乐的国度里。
Help us to make that focus an ever-present reality in our lives.
帮助我们把这个盼望变成一个事实，然后我们活在这样的一个盼望中。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.